There's a place in the back of my mind, a little corner that's reserved for all times. It's home, sweet home, precious memories, oh, so fine. You know there's just something I can leave behind, and I still love. Fashion way. And I know that I could never ever feel any other way. And even if I could live to be 100 years or more, I still love you, Lord, in the same old fashioned way. Father Time, he grows older every day. And he says that I have changed. Well, I guess so have you. But as time grows out on this life of mine, you know my love for Jesus will be the same, and I still fashion way. And I know that I could never ever feel any other way. And even if same old fashioned way, and even if I could live to be 100 years or more, I still love
it's time for the most exciting part of the service. It's time for the Word of God. Amen. And we have our Father, our Shepherd, our Pastor in the house. He's here with a powerful word to bless us. So why don't we all rise to our feet as we welcome my Father, your Pastor, Pastor Chris.
Praise the Lord. Let's do a short sermon, and I must be out by 11. This is the great month of loyalty. Do we have our loyalty conference poster on? Who's the minister of lights here? Did we create a new minister? Is it Brandon? Because I saw when they were showing the projector, the minister of lights was not working. Put your hand on your head. Ask for wisdom. It's the principal thing. Because this morning they were showing some wonderful slides, but you weren't running to the lights. Go back again. It's only a switch you have to push. We gave Ryan this job and he couldn't do it. Where is he? He's not even in church, is it? They that are led by the one? They are the one? Where will the Spirit lead you to on a Sunday morning? Are you sure? My God. This projector is not good, is it? What type of lumens do we have here? We can't even see. We're having a great conference the end of this month. I think it's going to be here. We're not sure. Deirdre will let us know by tomorrow. The War on Disloyalty conference. Amen. It's becoming very popular. We received a phone call from Pretoria last night because of this conference. So it's becoming very, very popular. Don't miss out. We are making war on disloyalty. Hallelujah. This month of October is the loyalty month for our church. We normally teach on loyalty because we believe in the principles of loyalty. It's easier for me to make you understand the importance of loyalty when we give the synonym of loyalty. Because you might not have heard the word loyalty before, and you might think it's a strange or a new doctrine. But if we say to you that loyalty means a few different things. Loyalty means to be constant. To be constant. To be consistent. That's also loyalty, all right? Constant or consistent. Or it could mean to be the same. To be the same. Say the same. Yeah, it's the same. It means you are loyal. The real word I want to bring across to you this morning is faithfulness. What is that word? Faithfulness. Now, why do we teach this every year? Every year. Because for 12 months, from October to October, it's not difficult for the devil to deceive many people and bring disloyal spirits into you. Are you listening? Churches don't grow big because of disloyalty. Disloyalty, unfaithfulness is one of Satan's chief ways of destroying your life and the church. Amen. Last week we were together and you could see the church was too small. People on the balcony, people all over. Because the church has grown large because of the teachings of loyalty. Oh yeah. We might not look many this morning. It's because we have decided to break up into smaller parts. But by doing that, we also become bigger. Hallelujah. It's here at KB where we must work to fill the wall all over again. Don't worry about space. If the others come and there's no space, it's not your problem. It's my problem. I'll sort it out. That's why our new building will be big. We should be able to get 2,000 people there. Say amen. Amen. And last week, by God's grace, we pledged 800,000 rand here. So it should be enough to buy the steel. So as soon as our plans are done and your monies are in, the steel will be up. It looks like 2019 we will be having our new building.
Amen.
Our new church. Amen.
Amen.
Which can seat how much? 2,000 people. From small beginnings to a mega church. Hallelujah. And one of the great helps in building a mega church is to teach loyalty. Beautiful. Amen. Faithfulness. What are we teaching? Faithfulness. Say it. Faithfulness. It's another word for loyalty, you see. Faithfulness. Because God is faithful. Amen. Don't you be like God? Don't you want to be like God? God is love, isn't it? So, if we say God is love, and we want to love, it's not something that comes naturally. It doesn't fall from the sky to love someone. You must also be taught how to love. Paul was teaching the men in the Bible. He said, love your wives. Then in some other verse, he also says, wives, also love your husbands. You have to be told to love. It's not like it's natural. It will just naturally come. You must be taught what love is. So you learn there are three different forms of love. Agape love, Eros love, what? Filio love. All these things. You learn about love. So we are also learning about faithfulness. Do you understand? Say amen. Yeah. Don't sit like that. You must be corresponding in the church. Say amen.
Amen.
So the thing can come into you. Amen?
Amen.
Faithfulness. What scripture tells us about the faithfulness and the loyalty of Christ? Hebrews. It says Jesus Christ is the same. He's loyal. He's the same. He's constant. He's consistent. Yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. Amen? So you must also be the same. Hallelujah. Now I give you what are the benefits of and the fruit of faithfulness. What is the beauty of being faithful? Matthew 25:21. Matthew 25:21. It says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Hallelujah. I love the scripture. It's beautiful. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. The good fruits of being faithful and loyal. The good fruits of being faithful and loyal. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. May God bless the reading of his word. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. This is the words everybody wants to hear when they come to heaven. Amen. I don't know if you will be allowed in heaven if you're not good and faithful. I think you'll go to hell. Say, God forbid. Do you think everybody sitting here will go to heaven? There's a question. Do you think everybody sitting here will go to heaven? Do you know that Jesus told the story of people who told him, but we're supposed to go to heaven. We've done good things. We've done this, we've done that. And he said, get away from me. I don't even know you. Because the things I wanted you to do, you didn't do. So it tells me that not everybody will make it into heaven. The Bible also says that the road to hell is very wide. There are many people on that road. The road to heaven is very narrow. Very narrow. And he said a few. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, may I not miss heaven. May I not miss heaven. You must strive om in te gaan. Amen. You must strive to enter. It's not automatic that we can go. There's a striving that must happen. What is the striving? You must be spiritual. You must come to prayer meetings. You must memorize the scriptures. You must read the word of God. You must love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. God must be number one in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And then you'll also go to heaven. Now, those words will be said when people enter. He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Can you see how faithfulness is important to God? I ask a question. Can you see by this scripture how faithfulness is important to God? Young boys, can you see that faithfulness is important to God? Because here he tells the story of the man who did some things and he said, well done. The man who multiplied the talents. Do you understand? He said, you have increased. God is interested in your increase. God wants to see you increase. Amen? And not just do nothing with what you have been given. If you have joined this church and there's no increase in areas of your life, there's a problem. You should be telling me, Pastor, I've increased in my prayer life. Wow. I used to pray for 5 minutes, Pastor. I'm now praying for half an hour. Wow, that's beautiful. Increase. Your finances will increase. Yeah. Your memorization of scripture. Pastor, I only knew one scripture. Psalm 23 verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now I know 5 scriptures. Increase, say increase. You can't be faithful and there's no increase. As jy nog dieselfde gogga wat jy was toe jy 5 jaar terug hier kom. Dis mos 'n fout, man. Dan moet ek my skroedrywers uithaal. Spiritual screwdrivers. I believe that the pastor is a spiritual handyman. Who agrees with me? The pastor is a spiritual handyman. And he carries a suitcase full of spiritual tools. So he has to take out screwdrivers to fix a screw that's not well somewhere in the engine compartment of your brain. Or a gasket has blown. Women blow gasket oftentimes through anger. Hulle plate raak warm. Hulle blaas hulle die gasket. Dan moet daar 'n nuwe gasket ingesit raak. Amen. But your life must show increase. God, this the scripture shows that God was not happy with the man who showed no increase. He got one talent. And when God returned, it just remained one. He wasn't faithful to the work of God. Are you listening? But the one received, I think, was it 5? He made it 10. And the one who received 2 made it 4. The one who received only 1 talent, he said, I hid the talent because I was afraid of you. You are a difficult man like Pastor Chris. And I thought you reap where you don't show. He was accusing the man of bad things. You reap where you don't show. That's why I hid it and I returned it. No increase, he said. Depart from me, you evil, wicked servant. Go there to a place prepared for the devil and his angels. You have shown no increase in your spiritual life after sitting in church for so long. Depart from me. My prayer for all of you, children of God, that you will show increase in your spiritual lives. Hallelujah. Paul said, by this time, you ought to be teachers, but you are still not ready. Hallelujah. I believe when a child of God comes to church in 3 years' time, he or she should be already teaching. Say amen. It doesn't matter your age. Should be teaching. Now, if the little guy Sergio can quote all the scriptures, what is wrong with you? He's 6 or 7. How old is that boy? It's about 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, isn't it? He's there. He's not a teenager yet. He's a little boy. He quotes all the scriptures. Every night his mother or father sits with him and they say, come, say the word, say the word. So beautiful. So beautiful. the word of God. Can you show increase in your life? Increase in your life. Increase in your life. Amen. The fruit of your life is the proof of your life. Not the words of your mouth, the fruit of your life. Hallelujah. But one of the great keys for your increase, ladies and gentlemen, is faithfulness. Say faithfulness. If you want to increase, be faithful. Don't be jumping from place to place. It won't show great increase in your life. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at the scripture carefully, there are two things in there. It says, thou hast been faithful over a few things. So what's going to happen? I will make thee, number one, ruler over many things. Now, few means little. It's different from many. And to move from few to many means there must be an increase. Are you listening? Why will you get more? Because you have been faithful. Faithfulness is a benefit. You will get more. Hallelujah. Unfaithfulness is not more. You can't get more. You've been faithful over the little that you were given. Now I'm going to make you more. So, in our church, we have made loyalty a doctrine. What is a doctrine? A doctrine means a teaching. We constantly teach on the importance of loyalty because this scripture tells us there's going to be an increase and God is going to enlarge our territories just because we have proven to be what? Faithful. Hallelujah. Faithful to breakthrough. Faithful to God, first of all. Then you remain faithful to your church and then you remain faithful to your pastor. Now, you can say, I'm faithful to God, but you're hopping around from church to church. That doesn't help you at all. Because if faithfulness is a good virtue, then an intelligent pastor will not take a new person and put him in a top position. That's pastors who are looking for members, hoping people will stay at their churches. Doesn't happen at our church. If you have come to be part of us, you are more than welcome. But you must first prove your faithfulness. Then we will say, this person. You see, where you will find me is where there are spiritual things. So I'll be in the prayer meeting. And I'll see you. I'll see you with my one eye. I have a bionic eye. Man van Staal. Man van Staal could see very far. I'll see you. And my memory will record that I've seen you. Which means you are faithful in spiritual things. Now, if I don't see you, how can you expect to be increased in the work of God? How can you expect? You want certain positions, you want certain things in the church, but we don't see you. Say amen. You know, my heart was really sad when they told me about this brother. Not that I can say goed so, you will not worry. But I just think people are so slow to understand. The devil will take you to pieces. Believe the word of God. I can show you many examples of people who don't listen. Solomon said, my son, listen, listen. He kept saying, please listen. Listen to my words. And it will be well with you. But if you don't listen, try your own thing. It won't work. So even now I'm teaching on the importance of loyalty and faithfulness. You should listen. Or you can try some other thing, and then you will end up like the brother that I was told. Then my heart goes sad, but it's like I knew. I know many things because of experience, and the word of God is true. It cannot change. It cannot change. The examples in the Bible is for you and me to see that if we do what this man did, we will get what this man got. Uh-huh. If we do what David did, we will get what David got. God will say to us, this is a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. If we do what Paul did, we will get what Paul got. Hallelujah. Isn't it powerful? If we do what Jesus did, we will get what Jesus got. It's simple. It's so simple. So if we do what Judas did, we will get what Judas got. If we do what Lucifer did, we will get what Lucifer got. Lucifer could not remain faithful in the heavens. And he rebelled against God. He wanted to start his own church. And he took a third of the angels with him. God did not have a meeting with Lucifer. He threw him out of heaven. And he's going around deceiving all of you and me. He's trying to deceive me as well. He doesn't want us to go to heaven. No, no, he wants us to be punished. Because Lucifer knows he's going to be punished very badly. The Bible says he'll be thrown into the lake of fire. So he wants to take many people with him. And he has already taken many people with him. Whenever somebody dies, it's finished. There's no turning back. You are going to hell if you did not know Jesus as your Savior. So there are many people in hell already. Are you listening? One person is in hell, according to the Bible in Luke 16, is the rich man who didn't want to give Lazarus food at his table. Jesus told us he was in hell, isn't it? To believe the words of Jesus. So there are people in hell already. Some of your aunties and uncles might be there. Say mercy. Yeah. It's a place where the fire never goes out. The worm never dies. The fire never goes out. It's a terrible place. So let us not play with God. Let us not play with these important teachings of loyalty and faithfulness. Because at the end of the day, the devil wants to take you away, 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 away. So that you can eventually end up with him in the pool of destruction. Now, the first important key for you, only two keys and I'm going, is that you will increase. Amen? I will make thee ruler over many things. How many of you can say that your life has increased? Don't put up hands. It's just questions I'm throwing around, all right? Het jou lewe, wat is increase? Help me gewoon met die Afrikaans. Julle wat Afrikaans gestudeer het. Wat is increase? Vermeerder, ne? Hoeveel van julle, how many of you can show how your life has increased? There should be increase, huh? What did Dr. Mike Murdoch teach us? He said, one of the signs. What did he say about wisdom? There'll be increase. Huh? There'll be increase. Always increase. Hallelujah. So if our church was small, our church would be more members. There should be increase, which is what is there, isn't it? Yes, you must always show increase. You must show increase in your church attendance. So if you only went to church once a week, if we want to know of your growth, we want to see that you are now going to church four times a week. That's increase. Praise the Lord. You will also increase in your financials. You will increase. You will increase. Amen. You will receive an increase from the Lord. May you receive increases. But the increases won't come because of my prophetic words. No, no, no. You must do some things to get increase. It's up to you. You remember the story of the butterfly? The boy asked the rich man, is it dead or alive? What did he say? It depends on you. I say to you this morning as I bring my message to a close, increase. It depends on you. Come on, wake up, you sleeper. It's a scripture in Corinthians. Wake up, O sleeper, out of your sleep, and the Lord will be your light. Hallelujah. The devil wants to make us all asleep so that we don't end up standing before God and hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over much. I was a ruler over one church. Now I'm a ruler over 11 churches. Say amen. Oh yeah. I preached in one city. Now I preach in many cities of South Africa. I preached only in one country. Now I preach in many countries on Africa. Say increase. Hallelujah. You know, I only ate one peanut butter. Now I ate many different flavors of peanut butter. I just don't wish it for myself. I would like my sons and daughters to also say, I have also increased. I'm preaching about increase this morning because it's the fruit of loyalty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are increasing. We are increasing. If you're not increasing, then the problem is with you, okay? If you are faithful over the little that you get, God will make you ruler over much. Hallelujah. I love the word of God. Do you also love the word of the Lord? Yes. Cherish the word of the Lord. It's too powerful. Faithfulness is the master key to expansion. So if we get all our members to be faithful, then we can start winning more members for the Lord. Do you all understand? If our members are not faithful members, they only attend and then they disappear. Even if we get new members, our numbers won't grow. Do you understand? Because the old members will be gone. You know, the world's population didn't grow much in the 1800s, 1600s because many people died because the doctors were not clever then. So the population was like this. When babies are born, many babies are born, but then the same amount of babies, or not babies, but the same amount of people die that are born. Yeah, because there were type of illnesses that killed the people. There was a rat plague in the 1800s called the bubonic plague. How many of you have read this? Do you know anything about history? There was a plague that killed millions of people in Europe. Millions, millions of people. They were lying like flies. And they took tractors to put them in big holes. It was a germ they didn't know how to handle. They didn't know where the germ came from. Then a guy called Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur, somewhere in the late 1800s, discovered penicillin. He actually discovered a bacteria to fight, let me get my facts right, to fight this bacteria that was killing the people. Are you with me? Yeah. And so by the invention of new medicines and discovery, you see, wisdom is the principal thing. Domheid ga jou nêrens bring nie. Onnooslikheid is nog erger as domheid. En vaak is die ergste. But when they discovered medicines, penicillin, bacteria, Oh, antibiotics is actually the thing they discovered. Antibiotics. Antibiotics. That's why the doctor today, he say, doctor, ek het 'n urine infeksie in my blaas. Al wat hulle gee, antibiotics. Uitgesort het sy vir 5 dae. Wonderlik. Maar in die vroeëre jare het sy amper sy gedood. Sy het gedood. Ja, sy het gedood. That's why the bubonic plague, they discovered later it was the rats that brought the germ. They didn't know it came from the rats. Think a rat and some other insect brought this plague. And when they stopped the plague, they realized, but now the world's population is increasing. It's not that more people are born, fewer people are dying. Do you understand? Do you understand church growth? It's not that we are not getting in enough people. Is that if the people come and more people also go, then there will be no growth. We need to grow by bringing people to church, but the old people must remain what? Faithful. What must they remain? Faithful. Yeah. They must not play Man van Intersect. There was a movie many years ago called Man van Intersect Afrikaans. Man van Intersect. This guy had a watch, and if he presses his watch, you can't see him. He disappear. Who remembers that movie? It was before the children, before Logan was born. It was my favorite movie, Man van Intersect. So when he comes into the place and he wants to fight the crooks, then they want to shoot him. He presses his watch and he's gone. Many of you are like this Man van Intersect. I'm sure there are other people here that's supposed to sit in this bin. Feel next to you, the guy that's yeah. The doctrine of loyalty, the teachings of faithfulness will prevent you from being the man van intersect. Man of intersect, I don't know what is it in English. I'm sorry, my dear. Man of disappearance. We want to see you. Say to your neighbor, I want to see you. Yeah, not be invisible. This one brother said, the pastor asked him, why don't you come to church? He said, pastor, I am there in the spirit. Mercy. But because you're not faithful over little, God will not give you increase. You must be faithful, isn't it? And God will increase you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's beautiful. And then the last key, Franco. The last key is that if you're faithful in little, besides the increase you will get, is you will enter the joy of the Lord. There it says, I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou the joy of thy Lord. Amen. Enter thou the joy of thy Lord. Enter the joy. What does it mean to enter the joy of the Lord? I'm going to tell you now. Do you want to know what it means? It means experiencing the favor of God. Oh, I love it. Do you know what favor means? If people like you with no reason at all. If people choose you for no reason at all. If you don't qualify, it's not, you don't deserve to be chosen, but somebody just likes you and has chosen you. In other words, you've won that person's favor. Now you will win God's favor if you are faithful. God starts to like faithful people. Are you listening? Unstable people is not what God likes much. That's why James said, don't be unstable in all your ways. Be stable. He said, a double-minded man, a man wat nie, hy is siek nie, he's unstable. Look, I've been with this church, I've been working here for 15 years. Faithfully. I have no intention to leave. No intention. This is in my calling, where God has placed me. If God hasn't placed you here, then you are free to leave. Do you understand? But God places you at a place where a voice can speak to you. And if I'm that voice to you, then you're at the right place. If I'm not that voice to you, go to where you will find that voice. Hallelujah. As I listen to Bishop Dag over and over again, I realize it's a voice that God sent into my life that I found by some mysterious way. Far from where I live, I discovered a man that I've never seen before, and the voice was constantly for me like sweet honey in my ears, in my mouth, honey in my mouth, but it's like melody in my ears. Now you will discover such a voice. I'm speaking a little deeper than the average Christian can understand. You will discover a voice of a man of God or a woman of God for you. Then you know you're at the right place. Are you listening? Tonight I want to talk about the voice. So if you can come to the revival service, I'm going to talk about how your prayers send the voice to you. Your prayers will send you across the voice. And the voice has changed my life. My whole life. The call I got from Pretoria was to say how they are surprised at the development of our churches. At the surprise of the hard type of follower that they've seen that I am. What a follower, they say. You are a hard follower. They saw the advert on the loyalty conference. They said it's too beautiful. But since I heard the voice, it's changed my life. Hallelujah. All over the world. All over the world. I've been invited to France, Normandy. I told you, isn't it? And I see next month, the conference is in France. So I'm going to ask the Lord if He wants me to go. This time not to sit in a conference, but to preach. You know, when I preached in Congo, I had to speak French. You know French? No? Ça va? Bonjour? Je t'aime? The Bible says an angel will give you a little book and you will speak to many peoples. You will speak to nations. You speak to many tongues. So I got frustrated while I was speaking and the interpreter was taking his time. And the Lord said, don't get frustrated. You have moved to a third level of your ministry. You first spoke to many people. Now you speak to nations. Now you speak in tongues. So you must wait for the interpreter of the tongue. And sometimes there's two interpreters. So it takes long. So while I'm finished talking, I can put on the mic, send a few SMSs while the others are still busy. Then it's my turn again. I wish you can understand what I'm saying, because I'm talking about increase and favor. Why choose you? Why? Favor. Favor. There are others better than you. Jimmy Swaggart always used to sing this beautiful song. He said, there were so many others that God could have chosen, but He chose me to follow Him. Amen. Your faithfulness will cost you. It will cost you some friends and family, but you must be faithful. Faithful, faithful to the very end. Then you will receive increase and favor. You will be chosen. You will be chosen. And when you are chosen, don't miss the opportunity. Don't say no, because it might not come again. When you are chosen to do something, be faithful in that thing, and then you will receive this reward. You will receive this great reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 41 verse 11 says, "By this I know that you favor me, because my enemies does not triumph over me." How do you know that you are favored? Your enemies will not flourish. Are you listening? Your enemies will not flourish. If you're not a serious Christian, you won't know that there are enemies in the ministry. I'm closing, really closing. I've got three closes. I go one, two, and this is my third one. Listen, if you're not a serious Christian, you will not know that there are enemies in the ministry. If you don't have enemies, you are still playing in the shallow waters. Because if you read the Apostle Paul's letters, he will explain to you all. He actually mentions his enemies. So today we never forgot them. Philegus, Hermogenes, Alexander the coppersmith. All these people are mentioned. So I even know them because he mentioned these are my enemies. Hey, Demas has forsaken me because he loved the present world. But my sister, I tell you something. Your enemies will not have the victory over you. It is a sign of the favor of God. There will be, you will have haters, haters. You know what is haters? People won't like you. You see, if everybody smiles with you, it's not great. It means you are faithful to too many places. Your loyalty will cost you your friends and your relationships. Jesus said this thing, if you don't hate mother, father, family, you can't be my disciple. That's deep Christianity. This family snowflake Christianity, everybody likes you. Go to everybody's party. You go to everybody's party. But if you are a true follower, you will have enemies. But the favor of God will prevent your enemies from having victory over you. No. You will stand. Your enemies will fall. And you will remain standing. You'll still get there, my pastors. You'll get there. Enemies. Let us all stand.
I bless the day I found you.
A voice of one speaking in the wilderness. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. What will the Lord say of you, friend? Are you the beloved son, daughter of whom God is well pleased? You must be faithful. Then you will hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done." Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your great anointing. Thank you for the way that you've led us. You've led me to the wilderness by the voice that you sent to me. May they also hear that voice. May it guide them across the desert land. How can we know? How can we go, Lord, without the guidance of the Holy Ghost? Well done, you good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done.
Lord, doing your will.
So sing it once and then we will close in prayer. Oh, I bless the day that I found you.
Lord, I want to stay around you, serving in your house, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Let us continue to pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to thank you this morning, Lord, for a mighty, mighty word that you have spoken over us. Thank you that you used our pastor, Lord, so powerfully, Lord, to teach us once again on the importance of loyalty, Lord, that we must remain faithful to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, mighty God, that as we have heard this word, Lord, that we will only not only hear the word, Lord, mighty God, but that we will also do this word, apply this word, Lord, so that we can see increase in our lives, Lord, in spiritual things, mighty God, so that we can please you, Lord, and so that your will can be fulfilled in our lives, Lord, so that we can say that we can hear the words, well done, my good and faithful servant, Lord. This is how we want to please you, mighty God, that we can say, Lord, that your favor is upon our lives, Lord, because our enemies do not triumph over us, Lord. We thank you for the voice of our pastor, Lord, and I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, open our ears more to this voice. Help us to honor, Lord, this gift, an anointed gift of God that you have sent into our lives, Lord, to follow in his footsteps as he is loyal and faithful, mighty God, in the work that he is doing for you. We see the blessing of you, mighty God, over his life. And as we follow him, Lord, as he follows Christ, we will also see the same blessing. We will see the hand of God. We will see the favor of God over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering this morning for a great pastor that speaks the word of God and that will transform our lives so that we can be used for God's kingdom. Amen. I want to remind our leaders that we are meeting after we have fellowship. We meet after the service. Amen. We have important work to do. There is a Jesus that answer outreach in Leiden, and God is calling the souls unto him. And we must avail ourselves for the work of the Lord. Amen. We must be led by the Spirit of God, and that will be a sign that we are true sons of God. Amen.